It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm happy that you could join me today for It's a Good Life. In just a few moments, we're going to look into the Word of God, and we're going to study about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, there's much confusion today about the fruit of the Spirit. Well, exactly what is it? Does everybody have the fruit of the Spirit? Well, these are some of the things that we're going to look at today and throughout this study. And I would ask you to have your Bible open and have it ready to look up these verses as we look at the subject, the fruit of the Spirit. Lesson 1. The Word of God is a treasure chest. And of course, the treasure is Jesus Christ that we find in the Word of God. We find Him and we understand that He came into this world, He was born of a virgin, and that He lived a sinless, perfect life. And we read on and we study and we find out that Jesus is not only born into this world, but we find out that he lived that sinless, perfect life. And at the end of that life, He gave His life that you and I, as human beings, could have eternal life. And as we keep reading and studying the Word of God, we see the rubies and the diamonds that's contained in the Word of God. Those rubies and those diamonds are, of course, those things that God has for His people, for the saved. And one of those diamonds and some of those things that we see, and one of the greatest things that we see there is not only did Jesus give His life for us that we could have eternal life, we read and we find that Jesus Christ is God Himself. Now, I can't understand everything. I don't have to understand everything because the Bible says that I'm to take what God has told me by faith. And that's how we're saved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we get saved, we accept what God has said in His Word, that we are sinners and we need Jesus as our Savior. Well, after we receive Christ as our Savior, then our faith grows as we get into the Word of God. We start seeing the diamonds. We start seeing the precious stones that is found in the Word of God. And we start growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So there's many things that we can learn as we continue to study in the Word of God. The one thing that I would say today for you who have not trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to do that. You need to ask Him to come into your heart, and we'll speak more of that later on. But right now, I'd like for us to look in John chapter 15. John chapter 15 speaks of some fruit. In John 15, 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And then we look in verses 4 and 5 of John 15, and Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Well, we're reading of some of the treasure here. We're reading of some of the gold. We're reading of some of the diamonds that Jesus has for us as saved people here. He's speaking of fruit. Now, some people believe that the fruit Jesus is speaking of here is winning souls. And the result of us going out and telling people how to be saved, and then them getting saved, that is the fruit that Jesus is speaking of here. Well, I believe if we continue to study, we find out that the fruit Jesus is speaking of is found in Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that's Galatians 5:22 and 23. Well, God has always had a plan, and in particular, God's plan is for every believer. And that plan is that the believer is to have a life of wonderful fruitfulness. And once again, this is some of the great things that we see in the Word of God here, and I've just read some of those diamonds and that gold and that beauty that we see in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But God's plan is for every believer to be fruitful. And the key words that we find in John 15, I would like for us to look at some of those words, and in particular, John chapter 15, and verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. We see a word there mentioned, and that word is the Father. And verse 8, Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. And then we see in verse 16 of John 15, ye have not chosen me, Jesus says, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, he doesn't say that he wants you to bear fruit. He says that you are to bear fruit. And remember, we've read in Galatians chapter 5 that there's a cluster there of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so forth that's mentioned in those verses. Well, in John 15, we see the word Father, and we also see in verse 4 of John 15, and verse 4, it says, abide in me. We see the word abide, and that means that we're to stay close to our Savior, stay close to the Lord. In verse 5, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me. Stay close to him. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, we are to abide in the Lord, not to be saved, but because we are saved. And notice something else. Notice God's desire for the believer. First, he wants fruit. And then, in verse 2 of John 15, we see that he wants more fruit. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to do this in order that we might bring glory and honor to the Father. And then we see in John 15:8, not only does the Lord want us to have fruit, more fruit in John 15:2, but he wants us to have much fruit, an abundance of fruit. John 15:8 talks about this. And the believer's greatest desire should be for God to be glorified. In verse 8 of John 15, once again it says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. That means you can learn. You keep learning as a disciple of the Lord. You're a learner. You keep learning, and as you learn, you bring forth more fruit. More of these things are exhibited in your life as a child of God. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, let's not get confused here. The fruit of the Spirit is produced by God Himself. Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And once again in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, we see that fruit of the Spirit that the Bible is speaking of here, the fruit of the Spirit. And only God can produce the fruit of the Spirit. Now notice this about the fruit. Fruit is the expression of life. Fruit is that which is produced by a living organism. Something must be alive in order to have fruit. And the fruit is the result of life itself. And stop and think of this. Dead trees do not produce fruit. Only a living plant or vine or tree can produce fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit is the result of God's life. You don't have God's life unless you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. And no one can have this fruit unless they have God's life. And that life is eternal life, and that life comes through Jesus Christ. And the way a person receives God's life is in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, that says, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You must be born again in order to have the eternal life that God wants you to have as a person, as a human being. You must have Jesus Christ as your Savior. And we're going to read more about the fruit, and we're going to see how those things that I've mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 are exhibited in our life, how that we can't force it. We must let God work through us. God is the one who produces that fruit in our lives if we will let Him. And remember this, fruit is the outward and visible expression of inward life and power. In Galatians 2:20 it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. For example, let me put it like this about fruit. An example is this. There can be no apples unless there is that inward life. In other words, power, nourishment, and the sap within the apple tree. The grape cluster is a visible and outward expression of the inner life of the vine. Remember, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and we are the branches. Without Jesus Christ, we cannot have this fruit of the Spirit that's spoken of in Galatians chapter 5. And notice this, the inner life and power mentioned in Galatians 2:20, it says, Christ liveth in me. Remember, it is the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22, and the Spirit of God is full of life and vitality. As we compare Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, he is referred to as the Spirit of life. It says there, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That's how we have victory over this world. Now, we're not going to have complete victory until we are with the Lord, until either the breath of this body leaves and we're changed and we're with the Lord until He comes back for us. We cannot have complete victory. We cannot have complete sinlessness. And I know that some people believe that a human being can be sinless and not sin, but the Bible says if we say we have not sinned or have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We must admit that even after we're saved, we're not perfect. But thank God, the Bible says that in the sight of God we are perfect, not in this flesh, but in the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we've trusted Him as our Savior. And we know that one day we're going to see Him, and in the sight of God right now, we're as good as being with Him. We have eternal life. Nothing can take that from us. But this fruit that I'm speaking of today is that fruit that every born-again person can have. And we have that because of Jesus Christ. We first trusted Him as our Savior, and then we allow Him to work through us, not to be saved, but because we are saved. In other words, we're giving ourselves over to Him as a human being in this fleshly body, letting Jesus Christ work through us. He is the vine. We are the branches. He is the one who produces the fruit that we're speaking of today in Galatians chapter 5. Well, do you know Him as your Savior? If not, you need to trust Him right now. Lord, come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. I'm sorry for my sins. Save me. If you'll pray a prayer something like that and mean it in your heart, the Bible says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this time we've had together. I pray for that person who needs Christ today. May that person receive Jesus as Savior. For that Christian, Lord, may You give that Christian strength today to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.